What was, did you buy a particular kind of cattle?
Usually just mixed cows, no special kind. We tried to keep a Jersey milk cow if we could, pretty well purebred Jersey. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that cow would be a half breed.
What kind did you consider good beef cow?
Well, we had a few mixed black cows that were sometime probably bred back to some of the Black Angus, maybe. Mm-hmm. Be half breeds, they would usually make better beef than the Jersey cows.
How did you buy your livestock?
Just from farm to farm, see one you like somewhere, buy it if it's for sale.
Did you ever go to a place where animals were sold?
They didn't have cattle barns back in the beginning. Mm-hmm. A cattle barn started about 1935. And before that, you just bought from farm to farm. Mm-hmm. Then when the cattle barn started, of course, you could go to the cattle barn and buy or sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When did you first hear of deep freezes, freezer lockers or whatever?
Deep freezes came out sometime along about 34, 35. They began to use them around dairies. They built them out of wood and insulated them with sawdust and had what they call walk-in coolers. Uh-huh. And the first one I saw was a fella had a walk-in cooler, and right in the middle of it he had a freezer that you could open up. You walk into the cooler from outside, and then inside he had a freezer. And the unit would freeze this freezer part, and then it would cool the other part on the outside of it. That was about 1937.
When did people start having them in their homes?
Freezer lockers in the home? Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly when they started that. I believe about the first one I saw was somewhere along about 1952, 53. Mm-hmm. After the war, and it was about 1966 before we bought wood.
Okay. What kinds of things did you have trouble getting during the war?
Well, anything from tires to automobiles and some foods, especially coffee. Mm-hmm. Sugar was rationed. Well, just about all your food was rationed, even some that you grew on the farm, you couldn't use but a certain amount of it. Huh. Especially corn, they wouldn't grind it for you except on special days and a certain amount. And they even counted the fruit cans in the cellar, your fruit cellar.
And what were you supposed to do with the extra?
Well, really never did get to the point where they had to turn it in, but if it got too bad, then they would have had to turn that in, and it would have been distributed among other